Good evening. Good evening, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late. I had trouble getting on. I had some trouble with my phone here. We're holding by Kabbalah Satorah a few days before Kabbalah Satorah. I just would like to mention a medrash right at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra. In a medrash, it talks about the pasuk in Tehillim, Baruch Hashem Malachav, Ose Dvoroi, Baruch Es Hashem, Say a Bracha Hashem, Malachav, Mishorsov. Malachav means a malach, means a shliach. What we refer to as angels. They're called malachim because they do the shlichus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That's the purpose of their having been created. And then it says, Baruch Hu Hashem, Gibora Koyach, Oise Dvora Lishmoya Bekol Dvoroi. And then he talks about malachov, the malachim, the shluchim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then he talks about Gibora Koyach, those who have enormous strength, who exhibit enormous strength. Who is that referring to? Those who, exhibit enormous strength. So the Medrash first wants to say that it's referring to the Shomer Shvius, the people who keep the laws of Shemitah, of Shvius, because it takes an enormous amount of emotional fortitude to tell yourself, I believe in Rabbeinu Shel Olam and I'm batuach. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam tells me to keep Shemitah, not to work on my field for a year's time. And I'm batuach on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that I'm going to have a parnosa because he asked me to do it that way. He asked me to do that. But it takes enormous strength, inner strength, and the Medrash refers to that person as Gibora Koyach, enormously strong. That means inner strength, not physical strength, but just the inner strength and character of a person to be able to say that. And then the Medrash says a second pshat that it's going on Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Mishunadike Gibor. He was a Mishunadike Gibor. What does that mean, he was a Mishunadike Gibor? So the Medrash says, uses an example, and it says that sometimes you have something that's heavy. So something that's heavy for one person, meaning to say that one person has difficulty carrying, but if you have two people that carry the same weight, they can do it, and then they can do it much easier. And sometimes something that's difficult for two people is easy for four people because you have more people carrying the weight, and it makes things lighter, and therefore you're able to carry. And here you have a situation, says the Medrash, where something that is difficult for 600,000 people was heavy for 600,000 people, and it was easy for one person. Meaning to say that Klal Yisrael told the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, told Moshe Rabbeinu to tell the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we're afraid. It's to listen directly to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you listen to the whole Aseres Hadibros, and then you tell him, you tell us what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told you. So something that was difficult for 600,000 people, they couldn't carry the weight, Kavi Yochel, is easier for one person, for one Moshe Rabbeinu. He was able to speak to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and without a problem. He wasn't Klal Yisrael was afraid that they would be consumed by the kirva to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, by the fire, the kedusha that emanated from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, you speak to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and then just relate to us what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam said. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is referred to as Gibor HaKoyach. Something that was difficult for 600,000 people was easier for one person, for Moshe Rabbeinu. So, l'chura, this medrash is tamua. It's very difficult to understand. If you want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was stronger than any one of the 600,000 people, I can understand that. And you want to say that Moshe Rabbeinu was a gibor, such a gibor, he was the strongest person, because anybody in Klal Yisrael was afraid to hear the voice directly of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that emanated from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do it. So that's only a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu was stronger than everyone in Klal Yisrael. But the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was stronger than 600,000 people together. Where do you see that? That's not l'chura evident in anything that it says in the Torah. And I see that there's something very, very basic that you learn from this Medrash. Klal Yisrael, in a short period of time, when they left from Mitzrayim in 49 days, they were in the Tumas Mitzrayim, Shakua in the Tumas Mitzrayim, and they left and they elevated themselves in 49 days to be able to be Mekabel the Torah. But being able to speak, to listen to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to listen to the Dvar Hashem directly from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, the people themselves, I'm talking about as individuals, were not able to be able to listen to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. They weren't in such a madrega. The only reason that they were able to hear the Dvar Hashem was because Klal Yisrael heard the Dvar Hashem not as 600,000 individuals. They heard him. They heard the Rabbeinu Shel Olam as the Klal, as it's one body of 600,000 people that make up Klal Yisrael that heard the Dvar Hashem. They wouldn't have been able to be zeicha to hear it. It was only because of the Klal. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam chose us as a people. We are the children of Avram Yitzchak and Yankov, and it's he who they loved, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam loved so much, and we're his progeny. And to us, he wants to give a heilig and neshama and speak to us. So, I say again, we were not zeicha to listen, to be able to hear the Dvar Hashem, and it only as individuals. It only came in the merit of we were one. We were one people. And yet, the Medrash says, the Rabbi Klal Yisrael said to Moshe Rabbeinu, we're afraid that we're going to be destroyed. We're going to be consumed by the fire of the Torah that emanates from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, you do it. So that's exactly what the Medrash is saying now, that something that was even difficult for 600,000 people, because it was only in the merit of the Klal, of the whole embodiment of Klal Yisrael, 600,000 people together, it was only because of that they were able to be zeicha to hear the Dvar Hashem, and yet they were afraid that they would be consumed by the Eshov that come from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And yet Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do that as an individual. That's the kavana that Moshe Rabbeinu is shokel keneged Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the Medrash calls Moshe Rabbeinu Gibor HaKoyach, that a dover that's difficult for 600,000 people was able to be done by one person, by Moshe Rabbeinu. That all comes because of Moshe Rabbeinu's anova, Moshe Rabbeinu's modesty, and Moshe Rabbeinu therefore is able to be zeicher to the greatest degree of kirva that it shaykh, which is nevius. Emirat Hashem, I'll talk about that in a future time. Everybody have a good night, and we're now in the Yemei Hagbolah. In the Yemei Hagbolah, and which is the preparation for the Rabbeinu Shalom giving us the Torah and for us receiving the Torah, and you know, today was the day that the Rabbeinu Shalom gave a message to Klal Yisrael through Moshe Rabbeinu and told him how to prepare for Maimid HaSinai. And Maimid HaSinai needed preparation, and every year the Rabbeinu Shalom is sort of mechadish that Nesinas HaTorah on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and it takes thought and preparation for us to be able to do the same thing. Everybody have a good night, and if you can just introduce yourself so I could say hello and good night, I'd appreciate it.
Elliot Gutman.
Hello, Elliot.
Steve Pollack, good night.
Hello, Rebbe Tzvi.
Gerson Flam. Yeshukach, Rabbi.
Hello, Rebbe Gerson.
Avraham Frank.
Hello, Rebbe Avraham.
Yehuda Lerfield.
Hello, Rabbi Yehuda.
Bernie Steinharder.
Hello, Rabbi Bernie.
Hello. Moti Simbrowski. Have a good night. Shkoyach.
Good night, Rabbi Moti. Okay. There are people on that don't like to introduce themselves, so good night to all of you.